Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cuts Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cuts Corner, brought to you by IWASH. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cuts Corner, where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. Our program is centered on discipline, self-belief, and relentless preparation. Each week, I bring you insights from my coaching journey, conversations with high performers, and lessons that drive winning habits. Today, I'm excited to sit down with sophomore infielder Parker Vaughn. From his Cedar Springs roots to making an impact at Lansing to a strong summer on the field, Parker's journey is one worth diving into. Let's get after it. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
First impressions?
It's pretty sweet in here. Little renovations going on, but I see the potential.
All right, Parker, let's start at the beginning. Growing up in Cedar Springs, what was your baseball journey like?
My baseball journey through Cedar was mainly just through the high school. I played freshman year. I remember the COVID year I actually got hurt, so I didn't play middle school. It was called 78ers, so I didn't really dive into that. But once freshman year came, pretty much just, nothing crazy. I was on varsity as a sophomore and JV as a freshman a little bit, and I was able to really help the team out for three solid years.
All right, let's backtrack a little bit. What did a typical summer look like for you as a kid?
As a kid,
besides warm weather.
Mainly just baseball. I remember playing for Great Lakes Baseball. It was my first travel team, I believe, at 12U.
Okay, where were they based out of?
They're based out of Lowell.
Okay.
Yeah, I played with a lot of kids from Lowell, a lot of kids from the Grand Rapids area. I don't know if it's still going. I know our field's pretty run down, but it was a solid start, I think.
Okay. So when you think back to like high school ball, what are some of the moments or the people that really shaped you as a player and a person? Because that's a pretty pivotal time. Yes, the youth ages are pivotal and premier in athletic development. But when you think back to high school, who are some of the people and things that really shaped you?
As far as through high school, I would say a lot of the leaders that I was able to just learn from, because like I said, I was on JV as a freshman, kind of on and off, and then sophomore year I really was the youngest on the team, so looking up to the seniors and just watching them go hard at practice, I got to learn a lot.
Okay. High school is often where players start figuring it out. It's a time where the brains are starting to mature, the bodies are starting to, you know, mature as well. Do you have a moment where you realized maybe the type of player that you wanted to be?
Yeah, I remember freshman year, I wasn't on varsity, but I got brought to districts. And I remember we played Rockford, and with game start off solid, we were heavy underdogs. And we were up about 2-0, and then we just lost it. Rockford took control of the game. We lost by a lot. And I just remember all the seniors, they were mad. They were sad, obviously. Their careers were over. And I just didn't want to feel that. I didn't want to feel like defeated and feel almost like a failure. So that's just the winning mindset, being able to go out there and compete. I think that was like, this is real, and at some point it's going to end as well. I got to see that.
Yeah, the finality of it all, even though it's not the final moments for you, you start seeing that and you start thinking about what can I do to help maybe make this a little bit better, either for the people in front of me or the people behind me. Let's talk about your first season at Lansing. What stands out as you look back at year one now?
pretty much what stands out to me was just so much development mentally, physically, skill-wise as well. Coming in, I didn't feel like I stood out in any way as a freshman, and I kind of just felt like I was just part of the team. And then I was able to make big jumps mentally as far as having a process, having, you know, a structure that I just stick to every day, and having consistency, and just learn how to be a great teammate as well. And from the leaders that we had, learn how to lead by example, things like mm-hmm. that.
If you could go back and give yourself advice on day one when you showed up, what would it be now?
I think I would pretty much say, just if you're going to do something, do it to the fullest extent, and don't, you know, take a rep or two off at practice because, I don't know, you had an early morning lift or something. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, when you're getting ready for bed, those things that you didn't do might haunt you a little bit. But when you go to bed with full confidence that you gave your all to the day, you can rest easy.
And that ultimately builds confidence too in yourself. And I think confidence is usually wavering for most freshmen when they come into a college program. Doesn't matter what sport it is. There's a lot of uncertainty. You're typically getting a lot of different things thrown at you, and you're trying to see how you fit into all that as you look around and you see bigger, stronger players or faster or, you know, whatever it might be. And you're just, where do I fit into all this? Did you think you were going to play when you first started out? Like, I think I got a great shot of playing this season. Where were those thoughts at?
I would say during the summer, I was confident in myself. Yeah, I'll find a way to play. I've done it my whole life. I was always, quote unquote, the best player. But then I would say that first week, seeing just the sheer size of the guys we had, and everyone looked like they had their stuff going on, and everything was figured out. If you would have asked me the first week, I would have been like, is redshirting an option? Like,
was there a welcome to college baseball moment for you? Something that made you realize this game is played at another level?
100%. It was, okay. I remember in the fall at Muni, we were playing Mid-Michigan, and I was just on the bench that game, just watching my guys compete, okay. watching my leaders. And I remember Breck Baranowski hitting the furthest ball I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, what am I getting myself into? Like, who is Breck? Who are these people? is this normal? Like, he kind of just shrugged it off. And that was definitely my welcome to college baseball.
I love that. And I love a Breck mention in this podcast. Yes. And what a great kid who's still playing college baseball. If you had to think back on that season a little bit, do you remember the first pitcher that you faced?
Or in the regular season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was at, I believe, Hines. Was it Hines?
I think so.
A big righty, throw hard, curveball, all the whole deal. I remember I struck out.
What'd you learn last year that you're carrying with you today? I think this question is a very poignant question because everybody learns different things that they carry with them. Sometimes it's what not to do. Sometimes it's what to do. You know, the same can be said about what to say or what not to say, you know. So what'd you learn last year that you're carrying with you this season?
I would say the biggest thing I learned last year was just having a process and sticking to it. And I think that I wouldn't say I did it perfectly last year, but I learned. And then this summer I was able to really stick to that and just stay consistent, and it was amazing.
You want to talk about your parents at all?
I love to talk about my parents, yes.
Okay. Well, your mom sent me a letter this summer, handwritten.
Yeah.
Does she do that often?
She likes to do things like that, yes.
Okay. Yeah. It arrived on my desk, and I opened it up, and it was a nice handwritten letter from your mom, and she was just thanking our coaching staff for helping you be a better person and develop and have fun playing the game and all that. And I thought, you know, well, that certainly helps with future playing time, but it also,
thanks, Mom.
But it also is a very, very genuine thing. And, you know, anytime we see that kind of stuff, I try to write handwritten thank yous at least one a week to somebody. And it's just one of those things where we talk about in our program a lot about gratitude and mm-hmm. saying thank you and things like that. And it really goes a long ways with people. And I think part of it is it goes so far because there's not enough of it in our world today. Yeah. But definitely a huge shout out to your mom. Let's talk about summer ball a little bit. So you finish your LCC season. You have a great season. You play a lot. I think you played in about 41 games or so last year. You were on a really solid team, went 44-13, won a conference championship, nationally ranked in the top 10. You were on a great team. And then you go into the summer and you play in the Shoreline League to mm-hmm. start with. And you do really well there, so well that you end up being the league MVP when the season's all over. But what's unique about it is you didn't even finish the season in the Shoreline League. You end up with the Muskegon Clippers, who I coached there for about 4 years and had a lot of great memories at Marshfield and had really enjoyed working for a strong organization. So do you want to talk about your summer a little bit?
For sure. So, like you said, I played 41 games in the spring. It was a long season, so I decided to go to the more chill route, play the Shoreline. I wanted to be able to still work on my development, speed, all that stuff, while still competing. So, yeah, we played. It was 5 games a week, one on Wednesday, 2 Saturday, Sunday. And the first thing I noticed is the competitiveness just wasn't there. Even though I had a great summer, I kind of started off a little shaky. But then there was a 2 week span where I hit 8 home runs in 9 games. It was.
What do you mean by like the competitiveness wasn't there? What was the prompt or why was it a little bit different?
Yeah, I mean, I was still playing with college athletes, but the biggest difference I noticed between my team at LCC and the team there was just the mindsets were not to where I was expecting or where I was used to. There was just, it was like, oh, we can just lose. Or it was like, oh, when are we going home? I was like, I'm here to compete. Like, this isn't what I'm used to.
How did summer ball help you grow? What did you take from it?
I would say it helped me grow by just, I was really able to see how having a process before and between every pitch and every at-bat in the dugout, on the field, I was just able to really crack down on that and just see it work, see the consistency in the 2 weeks where I couldn't be stopped. It was amazing. And I was like, when is this going to stop? But I never stopped doing my process and my consistency. It was
process wins. Yes. Not always immediately, but it does win. So you got the call to go to the Clippers. You got to play for not a ton of games. It was towards the end of their season at that point. And lo and behold, you had some success there too. What was that like going from the Shoreline League, which is a great summer league, and to the Great Lakes Summer Collegiate League, which is a step up in talent and stuff? What did you experience there?
Yeah, like you said, I didn't play many games. I played 6. It was about 2 weeks. My first week was a road trip down to Ohio. So I thought that was crazy. We had a charter bus, which I had a couple in high school, but this was nice. It was nice. We had a super nice hotel. And the first thing I noticed was, like, we're back. This is baseball. This is the college baseball that I'm used to. And it was wood bat, which I'd been swinging wood bat with the Shoreline. It was cool. There was one friendly face. I got to play with Bakus, who was obviously one of my leaders in the spring. So I was happy to see him. And, yeah, had some success. First game, I remember hitting 1-for-4 or 2-for-4, something like that, maybe with the bloop early in the game. But I had a line drive single to right field to score what turned out to be the winning run. I think we were up by 2 at the moment, and then RBI made it 3, and then the team we're playing, the Joes, came back, and they scored 2 in the bottom of the 9th. So it turned out to be the winning run.
All right, let's move to present day. You're now back for year 2 here at Lansing. The expectations really haven't changed a whole lot, even though there's been some significant changes here positively. How are you applying everything you learned, both from last season and summer ball, into your daily routines now?
As far as my daily routine, I'm just staying consistent with the morning lifts, eating right, drinking right, doing my thing. And I also learned I'm trying to be the best leader I can on and off the field, setting an example for both the newcomers and the sophomores that are still here. As far as setting up before practice, during practice, laying out in the field, doing my job, and trying to just have a great practice mentality as far as we're here to get better and not just slack off.
Is there anything that you're doing this year that you weren't necessarily doing last year that has come from the growth, not maybe in our program, but also with summer ball, but also with just maturing and understanding things differently?
I would say for the most part, I'm doing the same thing as far as helping my teammates, doing what the practice plan says, being ready, being more of a vocal leader now. That's kind of the role that I've stepped into. And
is that challenging?
I don't think it's been too bad. No, I feel like last year I kind of laid the concrete for it, and now I'm just more showing it out. As far as like when freshmen ask me questions, I'm always there to help. I really want to be the guy that people can go to whenever they need anything.
That's a positive outlook, and that's what you want to have in life. And leadership is one of these things that you're not necessarily born with, but sometimes you get thrust into the situations where you have to be a leader, and sometimes you don't necessarily know how to do that. Some people think that being a verbal leader is the best way to go about it, and at times being a verbal leader is super important, but then there's also the times where you've got to be able to model the leadership. Mm-hmm. You've got to be able to do what you're asking others to do. You know, that's super important. So I call that modeling. And I think overall, we've seen a lot of growth with you since you've come in here. You just keep stacking bricks in the journey, and you're a very great human being, and that helps, and you do model, and I think a lot of players look to you for guidance, and sometimes I don't even know if you realize people are watching you, but they are, and that's why I say, like, the modeling, man, that's super important to be able to do. What's been your biggest focus on development this year? We talk a lot about development in our program. We strive for it. It's not always perfect. You know, we don't look at it as the best, but we're trying to absolutely do the best that we possibly can with everything that we have to try to leverage you and your teammates forward. So what's been your biggest focus coming into this season, 2 weeks into the season, that you're focusing on development? What is it?
Yeah, for sure. So during the summer, I did a lot of speed work, things like that, trying to get more athletic. I feel like that was one of my weaknesses last spring. But as far as...
So you're saying you're slow?
I'm saying I've been slow in the past, and I'm trying to get faster. Speaking of that, I can backtrack a lot back to Little League days. I remember I used to be called Cheetah. That was a joke. They wrote it on the lineup card because I was not fast at all. And all my teammates and coaches, they loved that.
Love that. You've spoken about routines. Do you have a pregame routine that you stand by?
I've been having a routine for sure. During the summer, my teammates can attest to this. I changed up my music during the rides to the Shoreline games, and during the rides to the Clippers games, I threw on some Mexican music. It kind of gave me into like a little flow state, and it was really fun. I enjoyed it. I kind of just bought into it. And I'm not saying that's the key, but it was fun. And
it's your key.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. We talk about details matter in our program a lot. You've probably heard it 10,000 times already. John Wooden said it's the little details that are vital. Little things make big things happen. In year two, the details matter more than probably ever in our program. What little things are you paying attention to that you might have overlooked as a freshman?
I think the things that I've been focusing on is my interactions with people. I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to be the best leader I can, but I don't want to come off harsh. So I'm just really connecting with people. And I think the little things that you do in conversations and things like that is a really a test to that and the character that you want to be and the leader that you want to be.
When you look at the season ahead, what excites you most about this team? I get this question all the time. What excites you most about this team?
I think what excites me most is just the great team that we can be. It's obviously a really different team than last year. We have two returning starters for the most part. So I'm excited to see who steps up, in what way they step up, and how much they step up, really, and just what kind of team can we be. We have a lot of, our ceiling's pretty high, I would say.
Okay. This is one of those things where it's either treads real well or doesn't, but is there a guy on this team that you're thinking is about ready to break out?
Yeah, 100%. I would say Carson Sweet. This kid shows up every day ready to compete. His mindset is elite, and I can't wait to see what he does. He's trained with us before practice, after practice. He's really smart, intellectual. I've been able to talk with him a lot regarding the game. So, yeah, I'd say Sweet.
All right. Well,
it's actually my mom's maiden name as well. Sweet. Okay. So I'm kind of connected to him.
We'll quote you on that. And Carson is a great kid, and we have a lot of great kids in our program. Carson needs to continue to learn that details matter and lock in on some processes, but that's all part of the maturation process of not only freshmen, but all of us, just trying to get a little bit better. What do you see for yourself moving forward, both in baseball and life beyond, you know, beyond this season and beyond the field? What are you seeing for yourself?
Beyond the field?
Yeah, when you grow up.
I think when I grow up, I'm just excited to just keep on being a leader as far as in a family. Once I find a family, which we're working on.
Yeah, you always got to find those families.
Once I find a family, I'm excited to just kind of be the best leader I can, you know, setting an example for my kids, setting an example for my wife and just the life that we want to live.
That's what makes Parker Vaughn so great. Winning isn't just about stats. It's about growth, about lessons, and where those lessons can take you. Big thanks to Parker for joining me and sharing his story from Cedar Springs to LCC and beyond. Around here, we're focused on building athletes and teams that compete at the highest level, not just on game day, but in every aspect of their journey. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars. Coach Cut's Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.